Stream on Bellevue, Houston, a Gow Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. That's two at 502. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show as well. You know the number for that. And if you're just joining us, you missed a lot of sports. We did sports in the first hour.
Sportsy day.
And if you're stuck in traffic and this messy-ass weather out there, just, you know, relax.
Boy, it ain't nice, is it?
No, it isn't. But I haven't been outside since I got here. Has it gotten cold yet?
I don't know. I didn't even know it was raining for the longest time until I went to grab some lunch out of the break room. And someone was like, man, it's pouring down out there. And I was like, because my office doesn't have a window to the outside.
Yeah.
So I walk over there and it's like, oh, boy. Yeah, it's coming down. That's one way to put it.
Yeah, I had to go out a couple times to take the dogs out. So I had to wait for it to basically be London rain, where it was just kind of
misting
and light, and managed to get it, you know, get in the window before it got crazy. But yeah, apparently it's not real good out there right now, so everybody be safe,
please.
Yeah, just slow it down, relax, you get more time to listen to The Blitz. That's a right. Positive. But yeah, I'm going to the Doppler now.
The Doppler or the Mega Doppler?
This looks like the Mega Doppler.
Okay.
Actually, it looks like most of it's starting to move off the coast now, but there's still some in the Houston area and over in Lake Chaz. But most of it seems to be moving away.
All right.
But still out there, though. All right. 713-780-3776. Somebody said Player B was also high on drugs. Maybe Baker is, too. I don't know. Would you believe that?
I mean, I wouldn't bet that he's not.
But, yeah. Somebody says, Mayfield also doesn't have all the off-the-field stuff that Johnny did.
Mayfield's got, he's got his own issues, though.
Yeah, so he's not defending anybody. The stats are horrible. Yeah, they are, and he's been bad, and that's...
And, dude, once you start yelling at reporters, you're showing the cracks. You're showing that mental weakness that you're not dealing well with the pressure, and he's not.
No.
And, like, right now, I don't know that you can say definitively what Baker Mayfield is, because lots of quarterbacks have an awesome first season or a first half season. It happens all the time. I say this to you, Fred, all the time. I care way more about what a rookie quarterback does in his second year than what he does his first. Like, I want to see how a young quarterback, especially if a young quarterback dominates year one, I want to see what year two is.
But he didn't dominate. He had a pretty decent rookie year. He wasn't great.
Well, I mean, I think if he had put together a full season of his 2018 stats, I think people would have been pretty happy. Well, maybe not. I thought that going into this season, you know what? I will say that. Yeah. Had he put up a full season of you know, he would have been at like 30 touchdowns and probably 15 interceptions. It's a lot of interceptions, but if you're throwing 30 touchdowns, people get over it. I think people would have been all right with it, but it's not gone that way. So far, through 8 games, he's thrown 12 picks. Last year, through 14, he threw 14. He threw one a game last year. He's throwing 1.5 per game this year. He's thrown 7 touchdowns through 8 games. He threw 27 through 14 last year, so it's just not going nearly as well. 53.2 QBR last year, 38.2 this year, 25 sacks last year, 23 sacks this year. it's getting bad. It's getting bad. And I'm not saying that he's a total bust or a waste of a draft pick yet. Just like last year, I wouldn't say that he's the future like everybody seemed to think he was going to be. This is a tough league, man, and there's ups and downs, and this is a pretty low down. What I will say, until I'm proven wrong, dude, Cleveland is where quarterbacks go to die. Like, until someone break, everybody always thinks this is going to be the guy to change it. This is going to be the guy to change it.
Yeah.
It could just be that quarterbacks are always going to suck there. And as long as they're making
I don't think that's the case. I think they blew it by not taking Mahomes, by not taking Watson, by not taking Wentz, for that matter.
Well, I also think maybe they blew it by hiring Freddie Kitchens to be the head coach.
Yeah, well, that's the other problem. And, you know, to everyone, can we stop with the Baker hate? This is the worst organization in the history of the NFL. Not even Manning or Brady would have succeeded at Cleveland. Maybe, and first off, it's not hate. We're giving you stats, man.
Yeah, that's hate. Yeah. Don't tell us what he's doing. Yeah. That's hating.
Yeah, don't mention that he has worse stats than Manziel. That's hate. Oh. But, yeah, it is a bad organization, and I think Freddie Kitchens is a bad coach. And before the season, when all you guys were punching the Browns clown, what did I say? Said, I'm not sold on the quarterback, not sold on the head coach.
But keep in mind that, listen, quarterbacks have come there and gone, and that won't save you, saying, oh, well, he's a bust, but he played for the Browns. If you're a bust, you're a bust. And it's going to be hard for Baker Mayfield to get after assuming this season continues to go the way it is, and I don't know that it will, but let's just say he finishes the year, and what's he on pace for? 4-12. He goes 4-12 this year and has another rough year next year, and the Browns finally decide, okay, we're going to draft a new quarterback. It'll be tough for Baker Mayfield to get a shot like he got in Cleveland, where the reins are just handed to him and they say, okay, you're the man, go. Because once you've fallen on your face once in this league, it's hard to, I mean, you got to grind to get back to that. Baker Mayfield doesn't seem like the kind of guy who, especially, I always thought he kind of was, and that was seemed like a thing that you could give to his credit, was that it's a guy who walked on at multiple programs, clearly a guy who works really hard, but he seems
chip
like
on his shoulder guy.
He seems like a new guy now. He seems like.
But we see that in the NFL all the time.
Yeah.
We see a lot of these guys who, you know, they've had nothing but success, and he had a ton of success at OU. And then when you have a little success in the NFL, you think it's going to last forever. Look at Vince Young at the beginning of his career. And once teams adjust to you and things aren't going well, especially an emotional guy like this, that's where the wheels can come off.
Yeah.
And that's why I think the Browns are a really high variance team and have been all season.
And think about this. How many failed Browns quarterbacks have gone on and had a great career somewhere else?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, they either get ruined there or they weren't the right guys to begin with.
Because I can
who's had the most success since he left? Brian Hoyer?
Colt McCoy, probably.
Yeah, okay.
But the list of guys who have been the starter there, Tim Couch, ended up being a total bust.
Yep.
Kelly Holcomb never amounted to anything. You know, they brought in guys like Jeff Garcia for a year, Trent Dilfer for a year. Those guys weren't really – they were never looked at as the guy there. They tried the Charlie Fried, Derek Anderson combo. Those are two backup quarterbacks.
Oh, boy.
Brady Quinn never made an NFL career. Colt McCoy, still, you know, in the league, you know, it seems like
a really good backup.
One of the better backups
in the league.
The Redskins wish they didn't have him, but I don't think he's bad. I think he's just a backup. Brandon Whedon, you know, backup quarterback, a career backup quarterback. You know, Brian Hoyer for 16 starts. And guess what? Brian Hoyer, he's a backup quarterback. Johnny Manziel, not even in the league.
Better than Baker Mayfield this year, though.
Yeah. DeShone Kizer. I mean, you talk about a guy who, a second-round draft pick in 2017, and has never shown that he should even be in the NFL. DeShone Kizer's that. And now Baker Mayfield. So you can say, well, it's the Browns. It's not Baker. But guess what? The track record says it doesn't matter. If you fail in Cleveland, it doesn't get better for you somewhere else. It just means you're probably not, you're not that guy. So Baker might not be that guy.
Texter, stop talking gambling as much. Your audience ain't the rich man. It's the working man. You're just talking to each other and forget the people sometimes.
What?
Yep.
Thanks for telling us our audience.
Because we don't know anything about that, sir or ma'am or whatever.
By the way, the working man doesn't gamble. The working man doesn't go to the casino. Come on, bro. Everybody gambles. Poor men, rich men, everybody gambles. It's just a matter of what your stakes are. Fred, how many ultra rich guys are hanging out at the horse track?
Just the guys who own the horses.
That's it.
Yeah.
And who's that? Who's out there betting? It's middle working class guys. And sometimes less than working class guys.
I've always said the best business to be in a recession is gambling or sex.
Yeah.
Because that's what people will spend their money on.
Or booze.
Yeah. Well, you need some kind of escape.
Yeah.
So, and you know, like we have a very diverse audience.
Yeah.
So,
and by the way, Fred and I aren't like some sort of Wall Street elite either. We're the working man too, mind you. At least I am. Fred's a little rich, but I'm a working man.
I'm married well. That's the only thing. Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm not going to apologize for having money now after, you know, I did that when I had to live in my car.
You were still gambling?
Yeah, I was still gambling. Yeah.
Of course you were.
Yeah.
Living in your car, and it was convenient because you could drive your house to the racetrack.
Exactly. Exactly. But, yeah, that's, oh, well. All right, well.
What an odd text.
Yeah, you know, some people are just, and
the working man also doesn't gamble.
And also, don't give me the stop talking about this thing, because guess what? It's our show. We're going to talk about what we want to talk about. And we have a lot of listeners who like that. And you're not supposed to like everything, you know, but stick around because you'll hear something you do like.
I've never heard that. Only rich people gamble.
Yeah, that's, I hate to break it to you. Hey, who's buying lottery tickets?
Yeah.
I guarantee.
Oh, it's,
Tillman Fertitta's not walking in and buying lottery tickets.
Yes,
no.
Yes, he is. Tony Busby just bought 100 lottery tickets today.
Uh-huh.
The $10 kind, the scratcher.
No, but you ever seen who's in line buying those things? and they're paying for him with quarters?
The rich man. That's who.
Oh, man.
I just spent my weekend at a casino. I didn't see one person dressed in a top hat and coattails like they were Rockefeller.
That's the elite. That's where the elite go. The elite are always the gamblers.
They blend in really well.
Yeah. You know, like you notice at casinos, there's like a small little room called the high roller room. Like, shouldn't it just be the whole casinos for high rollers, and then they've got a room for the poors? Like, hey, this is the poor room. You guys go in there, and you can do. If you're poor, you can go gamble a little bit. No, the whole casino's for poor people. Rich guys get one little room.
Yeah, a lot of people wanting keyboard cat for that guy.
That deserves keyboard cat. It does. That's ridiculous. The working man. Don't tell me about the working man.
I just find it funny because
I worked out. So before right after I got out of the Army, I went in and worked on an oil rig. And I mean, you talk about the working man. I'm like working offshore, and you know, I might have been one of the few guys out there that even had a high school education, like a full blown high school. Like, I got to walk the stage, and they handed me a piece of paper, said I graduated. Guess what we all did out there? Gambled. I gambled on stuff I didn't even know about. I gambled on NASCAR.
Yeah, I remember that.
I got
telling me you used to gamble on NASCAR.
Yeah, I mean, we're gambling on cards, on NASCAR. Everybody out there gambled. That's the one thing everybody had.
Everybody's
in common.
Doing it.
Everybody. It's the oldest perfection in the world.
Oh, E32 says, thanks for the gambling text. Baker talk was for the rich.
Yeah, Baker.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah, Baker Mayfield. That's all about the rich, not the poors. Oh, and in all fairness, and we've always embraced gambling because we did it before we ever got on air. Yeah. And I mean, now everybody talks about it, but we knew the audience was out there, and we've always embraced it, and we always will. So
we're ahead of our time, Fred.
Well, we were. Now everybody's trying to do
it. Well, yeah. I
love it when people talk about spreads and they've never made a bet in their life.
Yeah.
But it's
well,
it's okay.
We do the show for the ultra rich. So
yeah. Well, I like to think we do the show for everybody. And I also like to think that if you're going to bet, you should go to mybookie.ag.
There you go.
And whether it's that hockey play we gave you last night. I've actually had several people tell me they went on MyBookie and played the parlay of your two picks last night and my hockey pick and got 6-1. And good for you. I don't recommend you play parlays, but hey, it worked. And, you know, that's cool. Love it when the people win. And that's why MyBookie.ag is the place to go to win. Because guess what? When you want to get paid, they're going to actually pay you. Nobody pays out faster, and you'll get your money when you need it, when you want it. And that's the best thing about it. And you don't have to be rich, by the way. You can. There's all kinds of stakes you can bet on there. And the other thing that you can do is if you're late getting home tonight because of the damn traffic and you don't get down before the game starts, they got in-game betting for you as well. Right now, if you sign up, they're going to double your first deposit and give you up to $1,000 in free money. They've got all kinds of great deposit options. Check them out. Find the best one for you. But use promo code radio to get that exclusive double your money offer. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
Oh, man, there's so many funny texts. I bet you $50 that dude feels like an idiot. Oh, and a lot of people saying that maybe they should, the Baytown Badasses for the working man.
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got that market cornered.
Oh, boy. 713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze in a couple calls here.
All right.
Lamont. Go, Lamont.
Hey, man, I want to talk about Baker Mayfield, just to follow up on what you guys were talking about.
Before you go, Lamont, are you a working man or a rich man?
Say, man, I guess I'm a working man.
Okay, just making sure. All right. Because we do the show for the working man, not the rich man. That's what we've been told.
Say, man, I wish I was rich. Have some of that HBO money like Fred.
Yeah, Fred.
It's the wife's money. Stop it.
With the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield, I believe that there's a lot of variables. But, however, I believe something that dude did in the offseason and last year, his likability is not there. And so, with him coming out, he just got the best of the best. I mean, and he's going to get the best of the best now. It almost reminds me of Jalen Ramsey, what he did year before last when he came out blasting all of those quarterbacks. And only to follow that up with like a 4 or 5 win season. I believe Baker Mayfield and all of the hype that we all gave him because they off season acquisitions and stuff, they just getting the best of the best right now. And that dude just is not likable. That's all I have, fellas.
No,
I
agree with that. There's a lot of people who don't like, and he brings it on himself, and he doesn't seem to care, which is, I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
But don't be mad when...
Yeah, now you're snapping at everybody.
Yeah.
And it's like that, but that's the thing. And that's why you see guys. I'll go back because when Ryan Leaf first started, he was like really confident at the beginning. And then things started going awry, starts barking at people, falls apart.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen to Baker, but, I still think he can turn it around. But they're going to have to bring in a new coach next year, and hopefully they'll get somebody worth the damn. Somebody says, I moved 3.8 miles on 59 in the past hour and 10 minutes.
Oh,
this is hell on earth.
No.
Ooh, yeah, I actually got a thing on a Waze, a deal popped up on my phone saying, yeah, your drive time is going to be about 3 times as much as usual. It's like, well, I'm not leaving right now.
For real.
Thank you. Somebody says new tagline, 97.5, the working man's radio.
Working man.
Yeah. Let's try Tyler. What's up, Tyler?
Sports. Hey, I just
working
wanted
man
to,
or rich man, Tyler?
I'm a working man.
All right.
And
all
I actually
right.
appreciate the gambling. So I've been a listener for like 8 years, man. Y'all actually got me gambling.
There you go.
So
got the working man gambling.
So, thanks again. Appreciate it. But yeah, those picks last night and the night before, Seton Hall, Northwestern, money, my man. And then I wanted to call and talk about tonight's game. I noticed the Chargers are a 1.5-point favorite, and that's it. You know, let's say -108. You buy it down to a point, it's at -118. And then if you take the Chargers money line, it's -125. So I just wanted to see where your value is in the half a points and points. And I know you got you and RJ go back and forth about it, but I wanted to see, you know, whether you should buy it down 1 point and go with Chargers minus one, or you just go Chargers money line. So take it easy, man. Keep cranking out those fire bets.
All right. Well, here's where I fall on buying points. Usually I'm a big believer if you're buying points, you don't love the bet enough to play it.
I agree with that 100%.
If you are going to buy points, I'm looking to buy points on numbers that really matter. You know, if you don't think a team's going to win by a point and a half, then do you really feel good betting them on the money line? So unless you're getting to a key number, a 3, a 7, a 10, or even like secondary key numbers like 4, 6, if you're not getting to those numbers, you're getting from 1.5 to pick, I feel like you're giving money away. So either you think they're going to win, which means they're more than likely to win by 2,
yeah,
at least. Otherwise, if you're that worried about that 1 point, you probably don't like the Chargers enough to bet them. Would be what I would say.
Yeah, and as RJ always says, the best weapon you have in your arsenal is the ability to pass.
Yep.
So, what do we have here? Oh, okay. Well, if you're a working man, or you know what, you can be a rich. It doesn't matter. If you've got credit card balances that are up there, well, guess what? Lightstream can help. And holidays are coming, maybe thinking about how you're going to save some extra money. Well, consolidate your high interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay. It's much lower than the national average interest rate, which is over 20% APR. And your rate is fixed, so the rates continue. As the rates rise, your low rate won't budge. No fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. They believe that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Just for the Blitzers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's lightstream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Fred for more information.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
That when things start to go bad, you've put yourself out there in this form, and people can easily attack it. I have a very small sample size, 2-0 to start my NFL career.
Congratulations.
Talking a lot of smack, and then I walk into Kansas City and put up the worst football game of my existence. And I've always been this brash, arrogant kind of guy. That's the way I came back at everybody. Instead of just walking up in front of the camera and going, oh my God, this was my fault. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure it doesn't happen again. And hearing Baker yesterday, even though small, blame the officials for some calls, is problematic for me. Because as the quarterback, you want to be able to stand up in front of everybody and take personal accountability.
Ryan Leaf filling in on the Rich Eisen show, I guess. I'm a little surprised you didn't pull out Working Man by Rush. Traffic sucks on 59 because Metro Old Person bus got rear-ended by Shepherd.
Ooh.
It's all closed, only allowed on the shoulder. Is that coming out of the city or is that going into the city? Because inquiring minds want to know. It sounds like it may still be bad after 7 o'clock. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Working Man Rob said he started it. He's the guy who texted, apparently. Working Man Rob now. Any hockey picks tonight? I don't have an actual play. I have a game that I might play. I kind of like Florida minus 105 against Washington. It's kind of a spot thing and has to do with the fact that apparently the Caps have been partying with the Nationals since just like they won it. So northbound, so that's heading towards the city.
Sucks for you, man.
Guess I'll have to take another direction. I'll figure something out. Let me switch it up a little. We've been very sportsy today.
All right.
I've got some movie news.
All right.
Justice League didn't work out very well.
No.
But I liked it, but it didn't, it failed. Well, guess who is going to, they're going to reboot it now.
Okay.
Well, and they're going to have a new Batman, a new Superman, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
But guess who's going to, who they're looking at to do it? J.J. Abrams.
Okay.
Who apparently does everything now.
Guess so.
Apparently
that?
It can't be any worse, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's pretty good at those kind of big blockbuster type movies. So, I mean, I'm not the biggest fan, but it, yeah, usually if you put his name on it, people will go see it.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how bad it was in terms of how much money it grossed. Justice League grossed $200 million less than Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Ooh.
So a movie with Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman made it just $250 million less than the Ant-Man sequel.
Damn.
But Marvel's got it down, man. I mean, you know, and Ant-Man was freaking great. I thought the second
one was really good.
It was kind of, But that's going to happen. But the guys from Game of Thrones, Benioff and Weiss,
mm-hmm.
apparently they were supposed to do the Star Wars thing.
Yeah.
Appears they've been fired. They claim they're going to focus on their Netflix deal, which, by the way, $200 million. But then came out that they're not going to do the Star Wars thing. And yeah, and they basically had little idea what they actually wanted to do with the trilogy. By the way, can we stop with Star Wars?
I'm done with Star Wars. I don't remember the last Star Wars movie I watched.
Yeah.
Is that a new one out yet, or is it?
I don't know. Well, I've seen the
Christmas.
Okay.
Okay. I won't be watching that.
Yeah. If I do, it'll be on Netflix or on that Disney app when it comes out. I'm not going to a theater to watch Star Wars.
Yeah. Or
it's too crazy.
I guess we all have to get the Disney app now, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean. It's crazy how many apps that, like, I've got Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, ESPN Plus. Now I think there's some package where you can combine Disney and ESPN Plus.
That's gonna happen.
Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and Hulu all for the same price.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna sign up for that here in a couple weeks.
That sounds good.
But I wonder, because I've paid, like, my ESPN Plus is, like, paid out in advance for a while.
Yeah, mine too.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm sure they'll work with us on it, right? They're not going to just try to get as much money out of us as they possibly can, right?
Not.
That wouldn't be right. And I have an update on your. I don't want to steal too much Hoffman on Hollywood Thunder, but your bagel boss guy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's start with this. The bagel boss guy.
I'm allergic to something in here today.
See, I've had that problem every now and then too. I don't know what it is.
I think it's Joel's new baby.
Maybe so. He's probably got baby powder over there.
Yeah.
Baby butt powder. It's probably all over your microphone.
He's probably sick from his kid being sick, because kids are always sick.
You know what? I just realized Joel's going to be sick for the next 5 years.
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes. Poor guy. So.
Fell off his bike disease.
Yeah. Man, he was messed up. I'm glad he's getting better. That's not a fun thing to happen when you've got a baby coming.
No,
I mean it's never a fun thing to happen anyway. But man,
when's the last time you fell off your bike? It's had to have happened sometime in the last couple of years.
Knock on whatever this is. Because
you drive it drunk sometimes, don't you?
Well, I have it timed out that by the end. Like
the way you already started that story tells me, yeah, I ride it drunk sometimes.
I do ride it drunk, but basically it works like this. Like, well, if we go on a long bike ride where we're stopping at breweries,
uh-huh.
It's one beer at each place.
Okay.
Right? And then the last place, I can drink whatever I want because it's always...
By the time that really hits you, you'll be home?
Yeah, and it's only like 4 blocks from home is usually the last stop is really close.
Okay.
Only once have we been far away, and that was when I lived downtown, and that the wife fell down. I did not. That was kind of my fault.
Did you help her? It was kind of my
fault. It was kind of my fault that she fell down, because I was sort of swaying back and forth and hit her tire and she went down. And I kind of laughed because it was my fault that I was the one who should have gone and tumbled. But yeah. No, I haven't. I went down once. I'm trying to remember. I was on the bike trail and, believe it or not, a rabbit ran in front of me. And I tried to slam on the brakes to avoid hitting the rabbit, and I went into the grass, but I didn't really fall. So,
speaking of,
I'm surprised I haven't had an accident.
You know, my wife, what we saw in London that was the craziest thing I've seen? Like, in the city, central London, we saw a fox.
Really?
Yeah. Like, running around in the street. Fluffy tail, everything.
Hmm.
Pretty crazy.
Was he being chased by a bunch of people on horses?
No. Oh. I think he was just trying to not get hit by a car, but...
That's kind of cool.
I guess.
Seeing a fox.
Yeah.
Grimjow 316. Can't wait to go to the casino and hit the poverty room to avoid the rich folks.
That's where you go.
Yeah.
Which poor is, people room.
Yeah. Oh, man. I want to thank that guy for giving me some comic relief
today. That was funny.
Yeah.
Panda says, Batman never does well because he's a rich. They need to focus on the working man. I mean, Ant-Man was he was the working man. He was like a criminal.
Well, yeah, but he was a really high-end criminal.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, Tony Stark is a rich.
Yeah, he is a rich.
But he also built his own suit, so I guess that makes him a working man.
Yeah. Did you ever see Tony Stark like having someone else? Well, he did have that robot who did a lot of the work for him. That's a good point. But he didn't have someone like Alfred. Like, he didn't have a manservant.
Well, he had Pepper until he
That's
fell in love
with his wife.
Not at the beginning. At the beginning, she's his assistant.
Well, it's different having a personal assistant than having a manservant.
But
a
he did have a personal assistant, Jarvis. I know he was a computer, but he did everything for him.
Yeah, he did a lot.
He built the thing.
But who built Jarvis?
Well, that's a good question. I guess he did.
Yeah.
Someone did.
So he did the work.
Although Jarvis, the original Jarvis, as we learned from Endgame, was the guy who drove Dad's car.
That's true.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, Iron Man 1, he had John Favreau as his butler, driver.
He was his assistant. He didn't, like, make all his meals and, you know, change his diapers. See, I mean, listen, when you're a CEO of a company, you've got an assistant. That's not unreasonable.
I didn't know Batman wore diapers for Alfred to change.
Well, he did when he was a baby.
Well, I mean, hey, do you think it's easy to get out of that suit and take a poo in the middle of the night?
But, yeah,
of course he wears diapers.
Alfred's been with the Wayne family since Bruce was a baby. Who do you think changed those diapers? Mrs. Wayne? Please, rich woman, probably gambling when she was supposed to be changing diapers. She was probably at the casino.
Deacon says he's out on Star Wars, too.
Yeah, I've got no emotional connection to Star Wars at this point.
832 with the Letterkenny reference. You guys talk a lot of good gambling. That's what I appreciate about you. Oh, is that what you appreciate about me?
Yeah, I don't get it.
You won't get it. That's okay. A lot of people will. Appreciates. So, Tony Stark had a robot doing his job, outsourcing.
Yeah.
Sounds like a working man to me. Almost all superheroes are hyper rich, though.
Well, yeah. I mean, like Thor, his family has like a pretty big palace.
Yeah, he was, ruler of Asgard wants his old man kicked.
Yeah. The only ones who, like, really lived like they were poor, and I guess Doctor Strange was living the high life, but then after his car accident, he lived like a poor.
Yeah.
So kudos to him.
Yeah, he knows the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Spider-Man's not rich.
No. No, but
he still lives with his aunt. That's embarrassing.
But if he grew old, he probably would be because he's a pretty good scientist.
Yeah.
So,
Captain America didn't start out as rich.
Yeah, Captain America's not a rich.
I don't know Bruce Banner's background. I don't know how he paid for his undergrad and grad school though.
Yeah, but
maybe
he's
he
rich
was in
now.
A loaded.
He's a scientist now. He's rich.
Yeah,
it's like a world renowned biochemist.
And then look how popular he was when he became a Professor Hulk.
Yeah,
even little
kids
wanted pictures with him.
I don't like
Hulk
that.
Out.
I don't like that Professor Hulk. By the way, and even. I guess Natasha, what's her name?
Black Widow.
Black Widow. She wasn't really rich. She was like an orphan, right?
Yeah.
And Hawkeye.
Yeah, but those are the worst ones. Or
Hawkeye's
Black Widow and Hawkeye.
He's got some land.
Yeah, he does have a lot of land.
He's got a big spread out there.
It's like upstate New York, too, it looks like. That's not cheap.
That ain't Iowa.
Somebody says all of them have money or they wouldn't have all that time to be running around fighting crime.
That's true. Unless you're like Ant-Man and you're using it to do crime.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Deadpool's not rich.
No, he was a mercenary.
Yeah, but I think he makes pretty good money as
Wolverine's
a mercenary.
Wolverine's not rich.
Yeah, but that's X-Men. We don't count them. This is what about the Guardians of the Galaxy?
They own spaceships.
And they steal really expensive stuff.
Yeah, they use their superpowers to do crime.
Yeah.
And actually, they don't really have superpowers.
No.
They're not even really superheroes. They're just space livers and aliens.
Well, they are aliens. It is an alien show.
But none of them really have powers, right?
No, they're like space ninjas. They're just really well just equipped kinda, to fight.
Like that raccoon doesn't have any special powers. He's just a talking raccoon.
He's very smart.
That's a special power in and of itself, being a talking raccoon.
I mean, Groot, what's his special power? He's a tree.
He is Groot. Well, no, he can make his arms go really long. Remember?
So he's like Inspector Gadget.
No, he's like, what's the Fantastic Four guy with the...
Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's what he's like. So, so if you call an Uber, are you a rich?
Apparently. No, I use Uber.
I do too.
You call Uber if you're a drunk. Rich people don't get drunk. They're too busy gambling.
Somebody brought up Peter Quill was half God.
That's true. But he didn't know that side of his family.
No.
He lived with the poor side.
And he didn't, and he kind of walked away from that power in the second
one. You know any rich guys using Walkmans in 2015 or 16, whenever that was?
They didn't have those. He didn't know. He hadn't been back to Earth. You would think.
Rich guy would have gone back to his home country.
And gotten what would have been an iPod or something by then.
Yeah, he'd have an iPhone.
Oh, well.
Probably an iPhone 11 Plus.
Yeah. All right, quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Kenny, yes, I know you guys don't look to bet NBA, but do you have any recommendations for guys that give good NBA picks? Trying to be a regular at it this year and hovering around 40%. I don't know anyone. I'm sorry. It's one of those things. You really just can't focus on everything. I try to pick things that I follow closely. And, Longhorn Dimitri says, can you quit talking about superhero movies as a rich? I don't like thinking about those working class things.
Yeah, I can see how that would bother you.
Ulysses says, Superman lived off a newspaper reporter's salary. Fred, that's true. Know how poor that is. Yeah, I do. That was, that was not good. All right. What?
A ton of people have sent me this today. I guess we should at least address it.
The Harden thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to do that as Gem of the Day.
Okay.
So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
So basically, this guy went and analyzed James Harden's road performance, which, first off, I'm going to say this is really incomplete because he's basing it on the cities that had the best strip clubs, which, we know he goes.
Yeah.
Which, fine. I mean, that's his choice. There's also strip clubs here, so I think leaving the home games out of it is...
But you also have to remember that when you go to the same strip club over and over, it gets old. And maybe it's not as fun as it once was. Or maybe when he's at home, he's got strippers coming to his place.
Yeah, maybe.
But it is just for road performance. He says that.
Right. But he basically categorizes games as subpar and very subpar. And then for his city strip club rating, he went to the average Google review rating for the first 10 strip clubs. Yeah, this is a lot of work.
And it is a lot of work.
But
it's very scientific.
But the basic result is the better the strip clubs, the worse he is.
Well, do you think there's something to this? Do you think we're on to something here?
I don't.
Okay. Well, you're just poo-pooing the science then.
I am. Okay. I admire all the work he went to. But, I hate to break it to everybody, every NBA player, not every NBA player, most of them all go to strip clubs on the road.
But how much do good strip clubs affect their performances?
Well, I guess you'd have to do every player in the league that goes to strip clubs.
Yeah. I want to know what was rated as the worst strip club. Do we have that information?
No, but I'm guessing it's probably Orlando.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. It's pretty low rent, and you have to go to Tampa for the most part, and it's low rent, so
yeah.
I'm sure he plays really well in Orlando.
I would guess like Charlotte probably doesn't have great strip clubs.
I'd agree with that.
Salt Lake.
They don't have any there.
That might be the winner, right?
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Portland?
I'm sure that and the quality there of the stripper would be.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty low.
Detroit?
I think there's some.
Strong?
I'm not saying strong, but it's not as weak as you would think.
Okay.
So I hear.
All right.
So.
But I do appreciate
Atlanta has really good ones.
20-something people sent us that today, so I figured we should at least address.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's nice that he did the work, but, you know, I mean, it's also just taking a rating of the top 10 strip clubs in a place isn't really an effective way to judge the quality of the strip club that he goes to, because there may only be one in some place.
That's true.
And it might be great, or it might be garbage.
That's true.
And, you know, it's fun, but I'm not quite buying it.
All right.
But that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
832 says Harden has got to be terrible in Miami and Phoenix. I think it was that Miami game that actually made this guy do it. So... yeah, Phoenix.
What about San Francisco? You think there's good strip clubs there? No. It doesn't seem like a good strip club town.
No, because, again, a lot of hairy armpits.
Yeah.
And free love type stuff. Let's squeeze in a call. Victor.
Oh, Boston?
No.
What's up, Victor?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good show, by the way, man. I'm driving home from work listening to you guys. I have a question, man. I've been a lifelong Jets fan, man, since I was a kid, man. Probably about 8. I'm talking, every year, man, they drive me crazy. Every year.
Yeah, sorry, bro.
And, we drafted Darnold, and I figured, the USC quarterbacks don't really pan out too well. Sanchez, I mean, he took us a couple times at AFC. I mean, he was decent. We get Darnold, so little flashes, man. Do you think it's Gase?
Well, I think if I had to choose between keeping around either Adam Gase or Sam Darnold, I'd rather keep Sam Darnold. I don't think Adam Gase is a great head coach. I don't know why they hired him to begin with, but I don't think he's – I don't know if Sam Darnold's good. I'm pretty sure Adam Gase isn't good.
Yeah, I didn't like that hire. So, and I do think Darnold still can be a pretty good quarterback at some point.
I'm with you. I thought of two more bad strip club cities, what I would assume are bad strip club cities. See if you agree.
Okay.
Sacramento?
Yeah, well, I think any Northern California.
Probably like not great,
Portland,
right?
And, yeah, anything up the upper West Coast.
I just thought of one that might be the worst. Oklahoma City.
Oh, God, yeah. We have to ask Barry about that because he goes and does shows there all the time.
Yeah, Laminack. How's the OKC strip club scene?
About Milwaukee.
Yeah, probably not great. Probably not great. Yeah, I that might be the worst of them. Or Indianapolis, you think?
Yeah, I wouldn't think that's
great. That can't
great.
Be great.
I mean, most of the Midwest outside of Chicago.
Yeah.
Are you making a comment on our discussion here? Is that what that is?
Yeah. Where do the girls who strip in Milwaukee, because they're using up all their dollar bills on disposable razors. How could they save some of that money, Fred?
Well, you know, what you don't want is a hairy stripper.
No. That's the worst.
Oh.
Although Harden will play better.
Yeah, well, there's that. But, oh, man. I don't even know how.
Yeah.
Where do
they get their razors, Fred?
They can get their razors at Harry's.
There you go.
And the most important thing with a razor is the quality of the blade. And whether it goes back to the old days when people were using shark teeth or whether they were using Bowie knives, you just want a good blade. And that's what Harry's does. They don't add gimmicky features. They focus on the qualities that actually matter for a close, comfortable shave. They never upcharge you. And right now, you can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. You just have to use code FAOUR at harrys.com. And I love the fact that I get quality, I get affordability. It's just $2 per blade as a replacement, and the convenience of it showing up right there in my mailbox. It's that simple. And guess what? You don't love your shave? Let them know. You're going to get a full refund. Great offer for you guys. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code FAOUR at harrys.com. It means you get a five-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code FAOUR at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code FAOUR at checkout to claim your offer.